parties, and other special events. More information is available at 365-8000.
Wet weather continues on and off. We'll have a high of 52 today. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Autopsies are scheduled for later today to determine the exact cause of death for two teenagers who died in yesterday's fire at a home in Gibson City. Ford County Coroner Doug Wallace says 13-year-old Madison Moore and 14-year-old Shanna Radakovich were found in the basement of Lisa Strebeck's home in Gibson City. Strebeck is Moore's mother. Wallace says the state fire marshal has not determined the cause of the early morning fire yet, but he says its location in the basement could be an indicator.
We can say that it was in the boiler room area, which was right next to the steps that lead down to the basement. That's where the fire was pretty much at.
Gibson City Police Chief Steve Cushman says Moore and her boyfriend escaped after they were awakened by a smoke detector. They tried to get into the basement to get the two teens but were unsuccessful until firefighters arrived to put out the flames. Authorities say the girls were having a sleepover at the Strebeck home. Urbana voters narrowly defeated a 25-cent property tax increase for their park district last February, but they'll likely see another park district tax referendum on their ballot this coming April. And this time, park officials hope the result will be different. District Director Vicki May says park board commissioners are mindful of the troubled economy and the defeat by voters of every tax referendum on the Champaign County ballot in last week's election. But May says park district services are even more important when the economy is tight.
The board is really concerned about the economic conditions now, but also concerned about the amount of and level of services to our citizens who have a need for close to home, free or low cost activities during this time of economic need.
The Urbana Park Board will discuss details of next year's referendum at a study session tomorrow afternoon at 3 at the Ernita Purvis Nature Center. It includes a discussion of what size the tax increase they'll seek this time and what cuts they may have to make if a referendum loses again. May says voters have told them they need to know how any tax increase would be spent. She says it's certain, though, that Crystal Lake Pool wouldn't reopen without a tax increase to pay for renovation or replacement. Constraints on instructional space have prompted Parkland College trustees to issue $25 million in debt for construction and maintenance work. And that proposal to fund bonds by raising taxes could wind up before voters if enough of them living in the community college's district sign a petition requesting it. Trustees say that referendum likely wouldn't occur until 2010. Taxes would go up about 3.5 cents for every $100 of assessed value. That's nearly $16 a year on a $150,000 home. The first project involves a 77,000-square-foot facility for engineering, science, and technology courses. Vice President for Academic Services Chris Young says classes like welding and collision repair are at capacity in cramped rooms with students waiting on lists. She says that's forced the scheduling of some courses at non-traditional times, but Parkland, she says, is doing its best to meet schedules.
Community college students, as you may know, often have responsibilities that the stereotypical traditional collegian may not have. Many of our students have families. Many of our students are working or caring for other individuals and their families. So we try to be very responsive when they're voting with their registrations at certain times of the day.
Phase one of Parkland's $86 million campus master plan also includes upgrades to existing classrooms, roof repair, and elevator upgrades. Indiana Senator Richard Lugar says President-elect Barack Obama will do all he can to reach out to Republicans, but he admits maintaining bipartisanship won't be easy among his colleagues with the other problems the country's facing, particularly those overseas. AM 580's Jeff Bossert reports.
The longest-serving U.S. senator from Indiana spoke at the University of Illinois Tuesday. Lugar says bipartisanship is precarious and can rarely be sustained over time solely on a president's personality. He says it will require leaders of both parties and the American people to demand a more productive public discourse. The Republican leader of the Foreign Relations Committee, Lugar, says he believes Obama will do what he can to bring about a measured foreign policy.
Problems in the Middle East and with Russia and with arms control, these are areas in which we've worked together in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We'll try to be helpful to that. But it will be a difficult process in a world which is in recession. And we have those impending economic problems coming on top of all of this, even before we get to some of the more normal things we do in foreign relations.
Lugar spoke by phone with Obama earlier this week. He says the president-elect has not asked him to serve in his cabinet and says he'd prefer to remain a member of the Senate. Lugar lectured at the U of I Tuesday after receiving Illinois' Paul H. Douglas Award in Washington earlier this year. It's given out annually to recognize the practice of ethical behavior in government. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Neil Young is 63 today. That's your milepost.
Okay. You like to give me a milepost almost every day here. So.
Neil Young is 10 years older than I am, so I got at least another 10 years, I guess.
Until you're, what, like him?
Well, I just kind of measure it on if a guy who's led a real hard life like he has as a rock and roll star can make it to 63, I think I can.
Well, you could probably make it past 63. Well, how's that?
We'll just take it one chunk at a time. Huh?
Exactly. One day at a time, really.
And we have some more showers in the forecast today?
We do indeed. There are.